Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
Within the inner ear, thousands of hair cells detect sound waves and translate them into nerve signals that allow us to hear speech, music and other everyday sounds. Damage to these cells is one of the leading causes of hearing loss. Each of us is born with about 15,000 hair cells per ear, and once damaged, these cells cannot regrow. However, researchers have now discovered a combination of drugs that expands the population of progenitor cells in the ear and induces them to become hair cells. Noise exposure, aging, and some antibiotics and chemotherapy drugs can lead to hair cell death. In some animals, those cells naturally regenerate, but not in humans. Cells that provide structural support in the cochlea express some of the same surface proteins as intestinal stem cells. Researchers exposed cells from a mouse cochlea grown in a lab dish to molecules which make the cells multiply rapidly. They used small molecules to activate the supporting cells so they become proliferative and generate hair cells. I am pleased to announce that their methods have been successful. Because this treatment involves a simple drug exposure, the researchers believe it could be easy to administer it to human patients. They envisage that drugs could be injected into the middle ear, from which they could diffuse across a membrane into the inner ear. This type of injection is commonly performed to treat ear infections. Within a few months, testing will begin on human patients. It also is hoped that this work will allow other scientists to pursue studies of supporting cells and hair cells that have not been possible because such limited quantities of hair cells have so far been available. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks and the community, and we'll talk again next week.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health. 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.